The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.
Oh, and it's great to see you here back at the Tank. And I know you've been doing some broadcasting, but Alumni Day today, you're set to be honored. You played for six different NHL teams. What is it about San Jose that stands out?
It's the fans. When I got here, to listen to the passion of the fans cheering, I know early on they didn't quite know all the rules or what they were cheering for.
It was still the 90s.
But you could still hear the passion in their voices when they're cheering and whatnot. And as a player, that's all you want is a little encouragement to give that extra effort, and they always brought it for us.
You're a hockey dad now. Tell me about that experience.
Love it. Love it. Since retiring, I got into coaching kids. Absolutely loved teaching the youngsters. My son is in the USHL right now. He's doing very well, so hopefully that continues, moves on to college, and keep growing from there.
You're a little concerned about coming on camera here because for the first time, wait, ever you lost a tooth? You never lost one playing? And now you've got some dental work going on?
Yeah, so crazy story is, fortunate enough to play 18 years, 1,200 games right on the button. I've got over 200 stitches in my face, been punched in the face I don't know how many times. Never lost a tooth my whole career.
Until
I retire and we go down to a little family vacation down in Mexico, and I'm eating food and I chomp down on something hard and cracks my tooth in half. What are the odds that I can go my whole career and
right,
not lose a tooth
right,
and a piece of food takes me out?
I would have thought the butt end of a stick or a puff
for
or
sure,
something over all those years would have done it, but... What was it, like seafood, lobster, what was it?
I can't even remember what it was.
It's crazy.
I think I was so bitter at the time, I forgot what the
just
food
so
was.
Angry at it. I've always wanted to ask you this question. Who scores from center ice? Who even shoots from center ice? Who does that?
I think I know where you're going with the St. Louis goal, but you know what? I probably wouldn't even have tried it, but I had seen Al MacInnis, who played for St. Louis,
yeah,
make some of those long shots, and goalies struggle with them.
It catches them off guard, or they're not used to it, they don't practice it.
I don't think they're braced yet for a shot from that distance.
Right,
they're
right,
probably figuring I'll get better prepared as
they
get closer.
Yeah.
And I knew time was running out in the period, so
yep,
I wasn't sure how much, but I knew it was running out, and I figured I'm just going to lean into this as hard as I can and see what happens. Keep it up a little high. And what happened was is the two defensemen, which they should, they both parted ways a
yep,
bit to give
yep,
the goalie the clear lane to catch it.
Take a look at it.
Yeah,
yeah.
You have all, and I know he went like this and it hit the bottom of his glove and ricocheted down
yeah,
and went in. And I mean, I take 100 more of those shots. He
yeah,
catches it every time.
Yeah.
It was just in that moment I decided, what the hell, let's try this, see what happens.
You blasted it. Did it have a little English on it though too? Was it, you think it was moving a little bit?
I don't think so. I mean, maybe a little wobble to
yeah,
it, but as far as dipping up and down,
yeah,
I don't think
yeah,
so.
Yeah. Still an amazing, obviously part of your highlight montage, many clips. The other one that everybody replays, now this was in a different setting, in the All-Star game when you call your shot. Now you preconceived that, right? That
no,
wasn't just in the moment.
No,
it was in the moment?
It happened spontaneously. It was just, I was coming across the blue line.
You pointed well too. You were like, right there.
Yeah, well, you know, up to that point he had owned me. So I'm like, you know what, I've got to get in his head. And so you just give her the point and... if it works out, great. People can talk about it. If it doesn't, yeah, you feel foolish for a week or two. But it panned out, and people still loved it.
It's crazy, though. The two things we just talked about, the center ice goal was a Game 7, by the way. It wasn't just the playoffs. It was Game 7. And then the All-Star game here at the Tank, which obviously the first one was a big deal. And, you know, it was kind of cool to have the hockey world here in San Jose. So you're up to a lot of things still in hockey. You've done some broadcasting this year with us, so it's not like we don't see you all the time. But you are about to go overseas for golf. And
yes,
it's not a tournament, right? You're not,
not
putting
a tournament.
On a tournament.
Nope.
What are you doing?
It's just a get-together for fans, friends, whoever wants to golf. And actually, there's a non-golfing package. So if you want to experience Dublin, Ireland for the first time and go on the tours and whatnot, like my whole family's going.
Mm-hmm.
So my son and myself are going to golf.
Yeah.
While my wife and daughter are going to do the touristy stuff
downtown.
That's great.
And
it's just a get-together. you know, be great to have some Sharks fans out there and fans of hockey in general. We'll tell some stories, get to see the sights, and just have a good time.
Where can people find that information, by the way?
They can follow it on Executive Global Tours, or they can follow it, get more information on my Instagram.
I was going to say, that's where I saw it too. You know, it's so cool to see you wearing this jersey, although this is the new version of the throwback, and the C, it's got to be on there for you. What do you think about this era of San Jose Sharks hockey and what's brewing right now?
I love it. I mean, we're finally turning that stone. I think Mike Greer has done a great job of assembling the pieces to get there. Now it's just a matter of, I mean, you're always going to tinker a little bit and add a few more pieces, but now it's up to the young men out there to keep growing, keep learning how to win, and take that next step. And I mean, what can you say about Celebrini? The kid's just amazing. What a piece to have as part of your franchise going forward for many, many years. The future looks bright.
It was obviously awesome to have you as a Shark. It's even better that you stick around all these years and you still come back, so that makes it special. Owen, I appreciate this.
Thank you, bud.
All right.